The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Our daughter, Ava Maddock, is pretty much living alone right now. We've been traveling a lot, and she hasn't thrown one party. She is nothing like her parents. Oh. Good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I'm trying to figure out whose daughter is this, because I know I threw some parties. DJ Automatic, my husband, her father. I know you threw some parties.
As long as she's not listening, you know, I had some parties. But if she's listening, no. I would never do anything like that.
Our daughter is trustworthy. She wakes up and goes to school on her own. She goes to work on time. This child is afraid to take the trash out at night in the dark. Dad, can you stay on the phone with me? Meanwhile, I was in the boonies throwing ragers. I'm like, what is happening here? My house was the place everybody partied at. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I raised such a good kid. She's so different than I was.
Salute to your parenting. Also, I think it's we're in a Ring era of parenting.
I was
going to
say, she can't do anything. I have cameras all over the house.
You can monitor the whole house,
I mean, literally, when she leaves and comes and anybody shows up, a packet shows up, I know exactly what's going on.
So Automatic, would that Ring camera have stopped you from sneaking out or throwing parties?
I would have found a way to disconnect.
Exactly.
There is a way to disconnect everything.
She is just a good kid.
I will say though, there was 2 days that the Ring camera went down. So we don't know. Yeah, that was suspect.
That was the Wi-Fi, and you know it.
We don't know.
So say she does throw a party, I mean, you guys will let it slide, right? Because it's only one.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Is that slide? No way. No way is she partying in the house, and especially the kind of parties I threw.
She's not living in the house by herself. My nephew lives with her.
He's been there 1 week, and he's going home this weekend.
Oh.
Don't even ask. She's been there entire time.
I'm more proud of the fact that she's 17 and she's been able to take care of herself.
Yes, me too. We've raised such a good kid. I remember throwing some crazy parties one time.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about it.
My mom, she had to work very late, and then she was out of town, and she said, I'll be back in the morning very early. And I said, okay. Invited everybody to the house, and we had quite the soiree. Everybody left, but we cleaned.
Oh.
And I'm talking, I mopped, I pulled out the pine saw, cleaned the countertops.
House is too clean.
First red flag.
No. You know how smart I was? I took the bottles and threw them next door in the dumpster. I didn't even leave anything in our dumpster. Okay. Mom gets home.
I don't know if that was genius. No.
Well, I'm hyping her up. Automatic. Come on, okay. Dude.
And then my mom gets home and she says, oh, it's so clean. Como está limpio? You know, everything's so nice. And nothing. Everything's fine. And then about 1 o'clock, she comes into my room, says, Dana, did you have people over last night? And I said, no. Dana, did you have anyone over last night? And I said, no. And she said, then why are my couch pillows on the roof?
Damn.
In the backyard.
That was the one question that cracked you, huh?
That was it, because...
Well, Dana's too short to see on the roof.
I know.
Well, you couldn't think of a good lie, like, hey, Mom, we were out stargazing last night on the roof.
No, the guys were throwing the pillows.
Quicker on your feet, really.
I guess so. And you know what? Her friend ratted on me.
Her friend
Christina called
and said... She was probably driving by and was like, saw the pillows
on the
roof.
She did, and she called my mother. She got home and called my mother, hey, Sandy, your pillows are on the roof of your house.
I think your mom probably knew a little bit of what was going on. I think my mom always knew.
House.
Yeah, the clean house is the biggest red flag.
When you have a party, you have to treat it like a murder scene. You can't make it look any different than what it looked like before you came into it.
That's right. Anthony A. National Day.
First, we have International Day of Education.
First and last, you know, you're a comedian. I know you know exactly who Ronnie Chung is.
Yeah.
He plays the obnoxious guy in Crazy Rich Asians. And now on Netflix, you can watch his stand-up comedian special. It's called Love to Hate It. This part slayed me.
I believe they love America, and I believe they would die for this country, which is very admirable. But it's like, man, you're willing to die for your country. Why aren't you willing to learn math? Also for your country. Like you both, for your country. Like, I don't, if you take that I want to die energy and you put it into homework, you will f***ing top the school. I'm telling you, it's...
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The parents of an 11-year-old child say that Fort Bend ISD didn't act for 2 hours after their non-verbal son broke his femur.
Oh.
And I think we put our children in school and we think, okay, they're going to be safe, and we want them to learn, and we want the people that are tending to them, the teachers and all of the experts, that have been hired, especially in this kind of situation when you have a nonverbal child. There's obviously a special classroom where the children are. You want them to know what to do. You want them to have empathy and an understanding that if a child is nonverbal, there might be other signs that they're in distress or in need of help.
The crying and screaming?
That is exactly what happened automatic for hours. This little boy, 11-year-old Kyle Benserto, he was on the ground in his classroom. Near the end of school, they finally decided to call his mother and say, hey, this kid won't get up. This is audio of her recording her son. Take a listen.
Moved his leg. So I don't know if there's something going on with the leg.
I want to thank ABC 13 for covering this news story. When I saw it, I thought, oh my gosh, we have to talk about this, because at times you have to be your child's advocate. Of course, we always support our teachers in this studio here. In this moment, though, the people in charge failed miserably. Especially the nurse. Because I'm like, she's asking, what do you want to do? What do you mean, what do you want to do? This kid has been sitting there.
They have been fired, though, or let go, right?
They're no longer done. So the middle school is called Quail Middle School. They released a statement. They're gone. They're no longer at the school at all, that they want to serve their children safely and with as much knowledge as possible. That was a total fail. This little boy's father is disgusted by what happened, and he spoke about it as well.
It was like an animal struggling on the road and people just surrounding it, waiting for him to die. That's how I describe it. I'm sorry, but it looks like that way. The nurse was asking, do we need to call an ambulance? And I was like, what? They don't know? And my son has already been lying there for 2 hours. So I told him, yes, you can hear on the phone that he was screaming. He was screaming there. So how come they don't know what to do?
That's my question. Like, you're the people in charge. You're supposed to be the experts. Also, I just want to commend Kyle's father, Mr. Benserto, because he handled this a lot better than I would have. I think I would have probably thrown a little fit.
I mean,
and gone off on everybody there. The mother was so calm and loving toward her son. And he broke his femur, which is the largest bone, I believe, in your body.
It is the largest bone in your body. It's your thigh bone.
And do you know how hard it is to break a femur? My stepdad broke his femur riding a Harley. You know, it's very rare to break a femur. It has to be something really bad. Yeah. So
how did he end up breaking his leg?
He fell in an awkward way. There is video. So they know that, you know, sometimes they place these kids in certain positions as well. I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to answer that question because the attorney that they have, Joe Matthews, is also speaking out on this. And of course, they've got an attorney. They need one at this point.
What do? They just leave them on the ground. They're sitting around, they're talking, they're laughing, they're eating lunch, they're ordering orange chicken.
Makes you wonder what else went on in that classroom besides this. If they could just watch somebody who broke their femur and who is visibly hurt and screaming just sit there for 2 hours.
I've been hurt at school, and normally I was tended to right away. This is nothing like this story, but I was on a merry-go-round and they were spinning me as fast as they could, and I flew off and I hit my head on a pole.
Oh.
And I kind of knocked out for a little bit. And when I woke up, guess where I was? In the nurse's office with a cold compress on my head. They were taking care of me. And then they called my mom. Do you want to come pick her up? My mom said, nah, she'll be all right. Thank goodness Kyle's parents were there for their child.
And the one person who said, all right, enough's enough. Like, let's get a phone call going.
Thank you, Anthony A.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, it looks like we have a breakdown as to why Drake is whining in this lawsuit, and we're going to give it to you now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
From The Office, known as a Nard Dog. We know him as Ed Helms, celebrating his birthday. Also, Stu from The Hangover. I love him.
Oh.
And don't tell Ryan Reynolds, but Justin Baldoni celebrating his birthday.
Or Blake Lively.
Ah, couldn't remember her name.
Oh, no.
Damn, not the only one.
Anyway, that is so mean. I love Blake Lively. Okay, Drake filed this lawsuit against Universal Music Group.
Not Kendrick Lamar.
Inside the lawsuit, it says he's not going after KDOT. Well, because you already tried. That didn't work. But DJ Automatic, can you break down what it is that he is suggesting or accusing UMG of.
These are the allegations. Drake's lawsuit claims that Not Like Us was released to convey the specific, unmistakable, and false factual allegations that Drake is a criminal pedophile. And it suggests that the public should take vigilante justice in response. So basically, in layman's term, they're saying Drake's a pedo and that you should go after him.
So he's like denying all of it
And then the next thing is there was a shooting that happened at his house on May 7th. He said that was a direct correlation to Not Like Us. He had to pull his kid out of school for it, and he had to move the mother of his child to another city. And then he says that UMG propped up Not Like Us for financial gain for its executives. UMG removed copyright restrictions for Not Like Us on YouTube and Twitch, allowing third parties to spread the song. Drake says that UMG's CEO, Lucian Grange, played a key role in making Not Like Us go public and go viral.
Okay, that's enough. Listen, let me tell you something. You're reading all this stuff, and I'm just going to tell you now, I believe it, but the people made Not Like Us. It's a great song. And if you had a problem with the being called that word, which, trust me, I get it, you go after just that. You do, hey, this isn't true. All the other stuff, it's whining. I would be upset too if somebody called me a word like that, because especially in today's day and age, I'm sorry that word's being thrown around. This is a serious topic. It's not to be joked with. So I get that. But the whole, hey, you propped it up, you did this, it's a good song,
but
Drake.
I mean, I get, okay, it is a good song, but I get where he's going with this, because the reason why he said they want to make it so big is to make his value go down, so because they're about to renegotiate a contract.
He's making his own value go down by doing this.
Yeah, Lobby Graham broke my heart, and I was really rooting for him because he has a background in battle rap music, but I feel like this is all just him being overthinking that they're going to play this song at the Super Bowl, and I bet you they don't even end up playing it.
I am willing to bet. I'm just saying, I don't believe that song will be played, because no matter what, Kendrick Lamar cares what people think about him, and Kendrick doesn't want anybody to say, see, your biggest song
Because of Drake, yeah.
So we shall see.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If I would come home and find our daughter, Ava Matic, Automatic and I are married, found her like throwing some crazy party, I would be so disappointed because we raised her better.
Oh.
See.
How can you even say that when you were the kid that used to have parties?
Because I was alone all the time. My mama had to work. So first I was with my Nana, and I couldn't go anywhere. Like, I couldn't go anywhere and be in and do anything. When I went to go live with my mom, she had to work two jobs, so she was gone a lot. So I was kind of raising myself.
Party time.
And it's not her fault. She had to put food on the table.
Right.
But I was alone, right? And Ava Matic, our daughter, has had every
opportunity in the world.
So if she just turned into some crazy partier, I would be very disappointed. She's pretty much been not by herself, but had a lot of freedom lately, right? She goes to school on her own. She goes to work on her own. The house is somewhat clean. That would not have been me.
For a 17-year-old, house is spotless.
If Automatic were alone, it wouldn't be that clean.
Exactly.
You know?
Could be a little bit of a red flag. The house is so clean.
Without all the cameras, I would have been,
I trust her.
Anytime anybody like gets within 10 feet of her house,
who's at the house? Otto's picking his phone up. Who's at the,
my mom would never let me stay at home alone while I was in college. She literally told me, I'm not taking vacation the next 4 years because I don't.
Why,
already knew what it was. Oh, that was my thing. I do a lot of parties. If you go search on Instagram, you type in the hashtag AntSmas, AntZmas, you'll see all my birthday parties pop up throughout the year.
Well, you were born on Christmas.
Yeah, I was born on Christmas, so we call that party AntSmas. But I still love throwing parties. But I'll never forget the time I was in high school, and I thought my mom was so cool, and I thought I never had a curfew. And I would go and hang out with some of the varsity football homies. Mm-hmm. And one time we were at a party and the cops come and break the whole party up. So everyone kind of scatters. Right. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to do the smart thing. Call my mom and let her know I'm safe and I'll be home in a little bit.
Yourself out.
Oh, that was the worst. Yeah, I called. I was like, hey, mom, this is what's going on. The cops are here. Don't worry. I'm safe. If you see anything on the news, I'm good. I'll be home. And right away she goes, Anthony, it's 2:30 in the morning. You're not in your room. And I was like, what? And
gosh, boom. Anthony.
Oh, man.
Dana parenting right there. You're not in your room?
That would have been me freaking out at that moment. And then I still would have gone to probably pick her up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.